This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of you, this is the first Hump Show of 2020 because this time last week we were just ringing in the new year. In fact, we were mere hours into the new year. And so a lot of you were on holiday, on vacation, not in your regular routine. So this is the week that kind of smacks you in the face. Back to reality, baby. So here we are. We are shooting you forward into your hump day. If you're just waking up on this Wednesday morning, I hope it's not nearly as painful as what Anthony Davis is going through in these last few hours. I will explain coming up. Thanks, as always, for your questions for Ask Amy Anything. We will be carrying that forward into 2020, of course. It's our longest running feature here on the show, going back to my days when I was hosting on Friday and Saturday and Sunday nights. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house a home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Our Twitter account, After Hours CBS, has got a bunch of goodies, so you can check it out. We used a Gardner Minshew selfie video as the inspiration for our question tonight. We're asking you, what's your big goal for 2020? What's your one big goal? And we're not talking about New Year's resolutions, because resolutions are things that you can laugh about, scoff about when 3 weeks in you've already given up going to the gym every 4 hours on the hour. Resolutions, I think, sometimes are made in jest. But goals, those are a little bit different. Goal to me is a more serious word than a resolution. At least it is for me. And so for Gardner Minshew, he inspired me. So I'm sure that's not what he was planning on doing. But he gave me this idea, one big goal for 2020.
Gardner Minshew here. After a long rookie year, I've decided to take a step back, recenter myself the only way I know how. Hopping in my brand new RV and touring this great country. So if you're anywhere between Jacksonville and LA, I want to hear from you. Places to see. Anything for free, food to eat, people to meet. Hopefully I see y'all out there on the road. But until then, keep it rolling.
Anything for free, he says. Gardner Minshew here. Anything for free. That's for me. I can identify as someone who works in radio. If it's free, it's for me. That really is a motto for any radio station or network I've worked at. You put out free food and boom, it disappears within minutes. So Gardner Minshew has his one big goal for 2020 to tour the country in his RV. What is your one big goal for 2020? It can be the same. You can be inspired by Gardner Minshew as well. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, there's a spot there where you can weigh in. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have got the coaching carousel that continues to spin, and guys are dropping off like flies. So that leaves you, Cleveland Browns. And I'm wondering, with the hires in New York and the hires in Charlotte, is it Cleveland or bust for Josh McDaniels? If that's his top choice, and in fact the Browns do want to hire the Patriots offensive coordinator, well then, yay, match made in heaven. No harm, no foul. Who cares what other teams do? But it certainly seems to me the way that Jerry Jones in his devious and brilliant plan to hire Mike McCarthy under cover of night with no other team even recognizing that he was closing in. Well, then the Giants and the Panthers felt a sense of urgency after that. David Tepper putting his money where his mouth is, hiring Matt Rhule, and you'll hear from him coming up here momentarily. And then the Giants going with Joe Judge. Now, admit it, you might have been one of those people who Googled Joe Judge on Tuesday. We talked about this earlier, and I know we have a lot of people who listen on our Boston affiliate, WEEI 93.7. Good morning to you. One of the shows locally on EEI sent a man around their office to ask people who worked in the office, do you know who Joe Judge is? It's really funny. You should check it out. Producer Chris, we retweeted it. Again, it's After Hours CBS, our show Twitter. We're going to talk to a former Patriot and Giant, Steve Diossi, a recognizable name in both markets. He's a long snapper and a linebacker, and he's going to join us. We'll ask him about the Giants hiring Joe Judge and also this question that's floating around. Is this the end of the Patriots? I've only answered it one time tonight on the show, but I certainly see it a lot. And I'm seeing a lot of my colleagues trying to answer that question as well. So Steve Diossi will join us in a half hour here on CBS Sports Radio. But before we talk more about the football, oh, I know sometimes it hurts to get up in the morning, but I am going to assume that you are not in the same kind of pain as one Anthony Davis.
R.J. Barrett takes it right to the middle, makes a nice pass to Randall. Randall's fouled. Oh, no. Oh, Anthony Davis hit the ground hard, and he is in pain.
On his tailbone.
Legs got the entire Laker roster is up around AD, who is writhing on the floor in pain.
That's a
timeout, Knicks. And let's hope that Anthony Davis is okay.
The initial diagnosis is a bruised tailbone. And he's going to go through additional testing tonight. And we'll have an update for you tomorrow. Fingers crossed. Hope for the best. Pray for the best. And, hopefully he gets up and it's not too bad. You just with all your guys, you never see any of your guys suffer anything serious. So, just hope and pray for the best right now.
Head coach Frank Vogel talking about his star center, Anthony Davis, who left Staples Center on a cart, but he wasn't laying on his back. He was laying on his side. And while he was able to walk, he got into his car. He also left the arena of his own power very gingerly. You can hear the reaction in real time with John Ireland and Michael Thompson on the Lakers radio network. I tell you what, even as I hear their call, and I have seen the fall of Anthony Davis multiple times now. I mean, the video's everywhere, so you can check it out. It's elicited an audible response from me. Just the word tailbone makes me tuck mine under. I can remember when I was in high school, my brother kneed me in the tailbone, and his knee bone connected directly with my tailbone and bruised my tailbone. Now, I didn't fall hard the way that Anthony Davis did, but because of the way my brother kneed me, because of the impact, I could not sit down without pain for 6 months. It was the worst agony of my life. Now, I've never broken a bone or tore a ligament, so maybe it's just me and I'm a wuss. No, I'm telling you, tailbone, bruised tailbone, it's excruciating. And so I'm empathizing and relating to Anthony Davis. Oh, anytime you move, it's brutal. He did indicate that he was fine. I think he was passing some reporters on his way out, and he said he was fine. He'll be fine, but acknowledged that he would be missing time. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's the crazy part. There's absolutely nothing you can do. You just have to let it heal and navigate the pain. Lots of Tylenol. No one was ever offering me a cortisone shot for my rear end. I wonder if that's a thing. Can you Google that? Can you do a cortisone shot for a bruised tailbone? Ouch. Ow! Just talking about it makes me hurt. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. It was a victory for the Lakers, and Anthony Davis is a big reason why, but it was a scary fall. And while I certainly think that the roster they have can carry on without him, especially if they're playing the Knicks, I mean, without him for an extended period of time, it might bring them back to the pack a little bit. Now, as for other happenings in the NBA, maybe this matters to no one else but me, but I certainly loved what we saw from Carmelo Anthony on Tuesday night.
down to 10. CJ with a jab step, another jab step, down to 8. CJ drives and kicks. Melo has it, gets in the paint, pull-up jumper on the way, got it! With 3.3 seconds left, and the Blazers have the lead, 101-99.
Melo with a game winner. It turned out to be the last shot they would need. Travis DeMers on the Blazers radio network. I get it. The Blazers are not above 500, and it's been a disappointing stretch for them so far. But they, I still think they have a roster that could compete at some point. The West is extremely competitive, though. But their signing of Carmelo Anthony has made me more interested in the Trail Blazers. And he's played really well since, what did he describe his year-long vacation? That was what he called it, being out of the NBA. Self-imposed vacation, not so much. But he's averaging 16.5 points and 6 rebounds. He's even got a couple assists in there. Definitely is rejuvenated in his return to the NBA. And so I thought that was a fun moment for Carmelo Anthony, in addition to some of the others he's had. Double doubles, being back at Madison Square Garden, having the crowd serenade him and give him a standing ovation. I'm happy for him. Who knows if the Blazers get above 500 and challenge? They have a long way to go. For him to hit that shot on the road and for his teammates to have really figured out a way to incorporate him, I like it. This is not the same Melo we saw in his exit, when he was blamed for all of the travails of the Houston Astros. Nope, you can't blame him for that with the Houston Rockets. That was way early last season. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So Matt Rhule, the new head coach with the Carolina Panthers, and he took a lot of money to leave Baylor. He actually was talking about his exit in Waco, Texas on Tuesday, so you'll hear from him. But it's an interesting domino effect. So, and I really do believe the Cowboys hiring Mike McCarthy and the way that he's putting together this experienced staff. So bringing in Mike Nolan as his defensive coordinator. We heard on Tuesday grabbing John Fossil, who is the former, I said earlier, the former Giants coach, because I was thinking about his dad, former Rams interim coach, who's now there on Sean McVay's staff as the special teams coordinator, bringing in that head coaching experience to be a special teams coordinator in Dallas. Also tapping... who was the other one that we were talking about earlier? There's one more head coach that he is that he's got to put on his staff as well. I'll remember here in a second. But the idea that he's stockpiling all of these coaches now who have so much experience. Jim Tomsula, that's right. It was only a year with the Niners, and it was really a bad situation. But he does have a lot of experience. He's a coaching lifer, and he certainly did run the show for a year in the Bay Area. So here are all these different guys that he's bringing in. And those dominoes dropping have now created a greater sense of urgency for teams like the Panthers, but also for the Giants, who were deep into talks with Joe Judge on Monday night. And even though they hadn't completely agreed with him, when Matt Rhule called up on Tuesday to say, hey, I got this offer on the table from the Panthers, and then, of course, he shared the numbers, the Giants said, well, you're welcome to interview, but we're not matching those numbers, and we're already really serious about another candidate. I mean, I think it lit a fire under both the Panthers and the Giants, and that just leaves the Browns. But 7 years, a 7-year contract, that's nutso. What are the chances that Matt Rhule actually coaches the entire 7 years? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. What's your one big goal for 2020? For Matt Rhule, it's got to be turning the Panthers ship around. He's next here, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Jacksonville with four to rush in, and they come hard. Allen pumps once, now goes over the middle. McCaffrey to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Carolina Panthers. McCaffrey hands the ball to a fan in the left corner of the end zone.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was a banner year for Christian McCaffrey. McMixon on the Panthers radio network called his name over and over and over and over again, but he was really the highlight more injury issues for Cam Newton. And while Kyle Allen initially had a really solid run as the starting quarterback, they disappeared into the bowels of the NFC South. And Ron Rivera lost his job before the season was over. And David Tepper indicated that mediocrity drove him crazy, kept him up at night, gave him nightmares when he would fall asleep. And so now he has brought in a coach that he believes will re-energize, rejuvenate, and reset this organization. And certainly Matt Rhule has that. He has that resume, though he's done it at the college level. You may recently know him for the three seasons he spent at Baylor, following Art Briles, taking on the challenge of rebuilding a disgraced program in the wake of sexual assault and rape allegations that permeated the football program and then were covered up by Briles and others in the Baylor administration. It was bad, and a lot of coaches wouldn't have touched that job with a 10-foot pole. But Matt Rhule left Temple, where he had turned Temple into a conference champ, went to Baylor. They were 1-11 in their first season, but he steadily changed the culture, brought respectability, accountability, and they turned into an 11-3 team this past season. But he did say this was a really tough decision to make, though he admits he's proud of what he did at Baylor and the way they turned the program around.
It was gut-wrenching. And I think that's just a testament to the, number one, the leadership at Baylor and the people at Baylor, the people of this community. It's hard to pick your family up and move them, you know. And so, but this was a unique opportunity.
Matt Rhule taking a 7-year deal worth as much as $70 million. You can do the math. It's not all that difficult. David Tepper made it very neat for us. Don't even need a calculator. He could make as much as $10 million per year. But it's not really the money that blows me away, though that is a lot of money. It's the number of years in this contract. 7 years? And certainly there are some coaches who stay longer than that. Ron Rivera did in Carolina. We know Jason Garrett did. We know Bill Belichick, for sure. Sean Payton. Marvin Lewis did it. Mike McCarthy did it. But it's rare. It's not the norm. 7 years is a long commitment for a guy who's never coached at the NFL level as a head coach. Now, he was an assistant for a year with the Giants, which is why there was the tie there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So Matt Rhule taking a 7-year deal worth at least $60 million. That's probably a no-brainer, but there's a big learning curve there.
At the end of the day, I'm a competitor, you know, and so it's a chance to go coach at the highest level and hope that someday you can hoist a trophy over your head and say that you were the best and your team was the best. And so professionally, it's a great opportunity while at the same time going to a place that we've been, that we've lived.
So a lot of money. So much so that the New York Giants declined to match that type of a steep price tag. Coming up this weekend, the NFL on CBS is home to the divisional round. Oh, the copy's been edited. Did you do that, producer Chris, or did they actually issue another copy?
Just for you.
I mean, it's not called the wild card divisional round, so it shouldn't be in there. I'm just saying. Is this the same copy that they gave to every show?
Yep.
How much you want to bet other hosts are feeling the same exact way? It's called the divisional round. Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, the Titans try to shock the world again when they head to Baltimore to face Lamar Jackson and the top-seeded Ravens. And then on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, so it's shifting back a few hours. This is not your typical Sunday afternoon schedule. Two of the game's elite young quarterbacks will face off. Deshaun Watson and the Texans invade Kansas City to take on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and both of those games begin with the NFL Today on CBS. We will certainly preview these games as we head through the next couple days of the show, but a lot of the coaches and quarterbacks and some of the others Great anticipation, conversation about the week of preparation. Oh, that's a lot of shuns. Shun, 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 shun. Coming up in a few minutes here, we'll talk with Steve DiAssi, former Giant and Patriot, about the hire of Joe Judge by the Giants. And this one is interesting because I think the initial response was so negative and snarky and sarcastic. Only because Joe Judge doesn't have the same name recognition as some of the others that were being interviewed. But if you take a gander at his resume, who says that? No one says that. I don't even say that. If you look at his resume, he's got 5 championships as an assistant coach. And by saying that, of course, you understand. I just mean he was part of a staff that won titles. 3 with the Patriots and Bill Belichick. He just wrapped up his 8th year in New England. And then 2 under Nick Saban to Alabama. He left Alabama and went to New England. I'm not sure you could ask for much more grooming as a head coaching candidate. And this is his first big shot. But both Bill Belichick and Nick Saban speak very highly of him. And Belichick has even invested in him in recognizing the head coaching potential and wanting to help as much as possible. So this is not a big surprise to Belichick. And because Joe Judge is from Philadelphia, familiar with New Jersey and the Northeast, seems like a good fit. He just turned 38, actually, on New Year's Eve. So while you were shooting off fireworks, he was celebrating his birthday. He's got a wife and 4 kids. I'm trying to think what else I learned about Joe Judge on Tuesday. Oh, he's got a very charismatic personality. If you spend some time on social media and look at some of the various conversations, the times where he'd been interviewed, I found one from last year when the Patriots were in Atlanta for Super Bowl week. He's a dynamic storyteller. He's funny. He really does command a room. He's got a big personality. And what impressed John Mara the most about him is his leadership. Confident guy. And so the training, the pedigree, it's all there. Yes, there is a learning curve. And you wonder what the reaction was inside the Giants locker room to a guy that, let's be honest, some of them have never heard of. All right, you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I love that we're getting tweets from all over the world right now. This one comes from Australia. I live in Australia, and this is by far my favorite podcast. Put it on every day on the way to work. That's cool. Happy New Year to you, too. What's your one big goal for 2020? Andrew Bogish, I just have like 30 seconds. Do you have one big goal for 2020?
You know what? I don't. And I realized...
Well, make one.
This morning, somebody on the radio was talking about resolution. Like, wow, I didn't even attempt to make one that I knew I would break this year.
Yeah, so see, that's different. Resolutions are... a lot of people scoff at them. They make them and then they break them because they're ridiculous. Like going to the gym every day for 3 hours. But do you have a big goal, something you'd like to accomplish in 2020?
No, which, again, it's just my problem. My goal, I guess, is to set goals and actually do them, like have a plan, not just meander through life.
Yeah, it is scientifically proven. If you set goals, you are more likely to achieve them as opposed to just stumbling into them.
Right.
So if I ask you this, say, a week down the road, will you be prepared for an answer?
I will.
Sweet. That's
your homework. That's my
new goal. Oh, heavens. I walked right into that. Yeah. Okay, Steve DiAssi, former Patriot and Giant, will join us next after Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I really believe that the head coaching position is a CEO position. It really is. In this day and age, you think of all the different tentacles, so to speak, of a football operation. So he's got to be CEO smart, you know, intelligent. He's got to be focused, and of course, he certainly has to be a leader.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The distinguished voice of Giants general manager Dave Gettleman in talking about the head coaching search, which now results in the hiring of Joe Judge from the New England Patriots staff. Think about what Joe Judge is walking into. So he's walking into the NFC East, not something he's unfamiliar with. Of course, his 8 years with the Patriots, there have been plenty of games against teams from the NFC East, including even the Dallas Cowboys this season. But the other 3 coaches in the division now, Ron Rivera, who went to a Super Bowl and is a two-time coach of the year. Mike McCarthy, who's won a Super Bowl. And then if you think about what else you've got there with Doug Peterson, who most recently is a Super Bowl winner. And in fact, back-to-back now playoff appearances, including an NFC East title since they won the Super Bowl. Whoo, that's quite a division. Now, it's been the soap opera of the NFL. So let's hope that this new blood, these experienced coaches. Now, Doug Peterson, his program's not full of drama. They just have had some really brutal injuries the last couple of years. But Ron Rivera, Mike McCarthy, they're going to establish more disciplined cultures. They've got high standards, high expectations, but they're also players' coaches. They have the respect of their players. And Jason Garrett did too. If you've seen any of the reaction from his players since he was officially announced as the lame duck coach there in Dallas, his players have a lot of good stuff to say about him too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. With some great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. I appreciate all of your tweets as well as your Facebook posts to let me know about all of the big goals that you have for 2020. A lot of them have to do with being healthier, which I think is a very valuable goal. Sometimes, though, health issues find us, like Anthony Davis. So, producer Chris, did you Google this about the tailbone?
Sure did.
Google is undefeated. Apparently, injections around the tailbone can reduce the pain. Too bad that I didn't know this. But can only be done once or twice a year to prevent further damage to said tailbone. Ouch. I'm telling you, just the mere mention of the tailbone makes me want to tuck and run and to hide my tailbone from further pain. If it can only be done once or twice a year, I don't know how much it's going to help. I guess Anthony Davis could have an injection. Oh, an injection. Who wants a needle in your tailbone, really? An injection to your tailbone initially, but it can't be done again real soon. Okay, I need some help from my millennial, the resident millennial, in interpreting this tweet. Chris, Justin says his 2020 goal is to go pro in Dota 2.
That is a multiplayer online video game, from what I gather.
So you can go pro in it?
And make a decent amount of money, too.
Listen to Chris. He's like, I'm definitely in the wrong business.
Yeah, well, they actually host these tournaments. They're streamed online.
But what
online.
Is Dota?
It's like a multiplayer game.
But what do you do? Shoot people?
No, I believe that one is more of like you have like a character and you like level them up, I believe. I think
by doing what though?
Playing with your friends, going on quests, completing missions, something like
that. Oh, you don't shoot.
The guy is drunk.
You don't shoot anyone. We're not talking about Fortnite here.
No, I don't think
crush people.
Yeah, I don't think it's a, they call those, I forget, they have a special name for them. But the one, I think it's an MMORPG is the way it's classified, I believe.
You should see my face and Dave's face right now. Is that some kind of an acronym that only applies to millennials? What's an MMORPG? RPG? Did you say, I know what an RPG is.
Yeah, mass multiplayer online role-playing game.
Oh, for God's sakes. No wonder that we have such issues. People playing real life when it's not real life. All this virtual reality, it's not the same as real life.
Whoop-de-hail.
Thank you, Freddie Kitchens. For once, I'm on board. Whoop-de-hail. So Justin, and far be it from me, if you can make money doing it, he wants to go pro in Dota 2. Sounds like a very worthy goal, depending on your age.
Apparently, there is a crowdfunded prize money system that has seen amounts upwards of $30 million given out.
Okay, but that's for all pros, or it's just
that's
for the best pros?
That's for these Dota guys and gals out there.
That's why we're here today!
Gardner Minshew here. So Gardner Minshew wants to take his new RV on a cross-country trip. Justin wants to go pro in Dota 2. I mean, it takes all kinds. Also, did you guys happen to see? This is kind of funny. Here I am asking you your goals for 2020. Meanwhile, there was a trend on Twitter. So it's been up there all night long. Ruin 2020 in four words. That's the hashtag. So here we are promoting light and goals and achievement and excitement for 2020, great anticipation, and social media is promoting ruin 2020 in four words. Is that really possible? Could you ruin 2020 in four words?
Professional video game player.
There's four words. That would definitely ruin my 2020. Good call there, Chris. We're not even going to answer that question because I don't want to know. Kevin Love has started off 2020 on a very high note. If you guys didn't see this, we didn't actually talk about it at the time that it happened just because we were in the middle of football playoffs. But he threw a bit of a temper tantrum on the court in the last week or so. And he was seen kind of yelling at one of his younger teammates. Now, you'll have to forgive Kevin Love. He definitely is the veteran guy who at times is probably babysitting some of his other Cavaliers teammates. It's a total rebuild project. He's been rumored to be part of trades and to potentially be on his way out of Cleveland. You know what's crazy? It's another example, forgive me for my tangent here, of life comes at you fast. Remember when LeBron James had to have Kevin Love? And it worked, right? It worked for the time that LeBron was there. Remember, they had to trade for Kevin Love when he was with the Minnesota Timberwolves. LeBron was stumping for that publicly after he made his choice to go back to Cleveland. So they trade for Kevin Love, Andrew Wiggins being the centerpiece of that trade. They go to the four straight NBA Finals. They win a ring. And now LeBron has moved on. Kevin Love signed a contract, and he is stuck there. Anyway, he had this big outburst when they were in Toronto last week, and he was kind of screaming at his teammates and his coaches, and he was throwing his arms up in disgust. He was really demonstrative about how frustrated he was. He actually had this one pass that he threw that was like total anger. It was like one of these bullet passes. He was trying to take somebody's head off. Anyway, he was in a much better mood on Tuesday, and he explained this bit of a mental transformation he's gone through.
No, like once you've put the work in and, you know, can admit where you're wrong and be a man or a woman and admit where you're wrong and admit where you can get better as well as the good things that you've done. I think, you know, I've been at ease. People ask me, hey, are you okay? And what's going on? I'm like, I'm good. Like, listen, I f***ed up.
Oops.
I showed my actions on a national level. That was childish of me. And it just goes to show you, like, you know, we still have, you know, I'm an unfinished product like anybody. I think that's why I speak to you as Kevin Love, the basketball player, as a human. Like, it's no BS. Like, I just want to be authentic and know, like, I can get a lot better, and that can't go on here, especially when you got young guys that you're trying to help and that I told that I would help. So, you know, I got to be a better leader, but also a better person, and somebody who has more often than not, the majority of the time, done the right thing, said the right thing, and you know, shown that I can. But that was not me.
So I appreciate all of that. He bleeped up. He said he was acting childish, like a 13-year-old instead of a 31-year-old, and you know, he kind of talks about how he had this reckoning, this moment of reckoning where he realized, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, I can't act like this, especially not when I'm setting the tone for a lot of young guys. I appreciate that. Now, Coach John Beilein also spoke to him and said that, you know, he did like that Kevin came clean and started acting more like a veteran. I certainly can identify with what Kevin Love is going through. I mean, this is rough. He's got to feel like an afterthought, except for that $120 million. That helps, I guess. But to be there in Cleveland and to be, I don't know, would you say he's in the prime of his career? I'd say probably toward the tail end of the prime of his career. But to be traded there and you win a ring, that's great. But that's not where his career ended, nor is that where he wanted it to end. And yet the Cavaliers are as irrelevant as the Warriors are this season. I mean, they've just completely fallen off the map. And so I get it. You don't want to waste all of your your years, the rest of your prime years, in a place where the team is in total rebuild mode. But I appreciate that he's also admitted that he messed up, that he was wrong, that he can't act like that, that there's no excuse for it, and that he's going to fix it. So that's cool. Good. Talk about a good example. That's a good example for the kids, the young kids there in Cleveland. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So we're asking you, what are your one, it sounds funny to say, your one big goals. What is your one big goal for 2020? Chris put a really cool graphic up on our Facebook page. You can also find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Some of these, I think, are extremely realistic. Like Pat, buy a new pickup truck. Why not? Do you know that pickup trucks and SUVs continue to be the most popular vehicles of choice in the United States of America? They make up, I think, close to 70% of the new cars that were sold in 2019. These are the numbers and the stories that I hear when I listen to news radio all the time. Let's see. Dylan says, going on a vacation. I haven't been on vacation in over 5 years. Oh, and now see, I should read these before I can't finish this one. Chris, I guess you could finish this, but I can't. It's on our Facebook page. It's not rude or anything. It's actually, I guess it would be a compliment, but I'm just not going to read it on the air. Anyway, so Dylan wants to go on a vacation. Let's see. Alan says, my oldest son graduates from high school. My youngest starts kindergarten. So he's challenging. He's got this challenge of tackling both of those feats. Let's see. Kevin says, getting my LLC and starting my own small business. I'm already beginning the process. That's awesome. Michael says, complete a 5K race without having to walk a portion of the race, which will help with fitness. Absolutely. You know what, Michael? When I started running half marathons, I started training. I thought it was impossible. My entire goal was just to run the whole 13.1 miles without walking. And I started training. I probably couldn't have done more than 3.5 miles when I first started training. But if I can do it, anybody can do it, because I am not a long distance runner. Isaiah says, be a better dad. That one's amazing. Wayne says, to have my knees replaced. I've put it off for years. That's his big goal in 2020. Russell says, greet everyone you meet with a smile, handshake, or hug. Family, friends, and new meetings in 2020. I like that. I don't really get this goal. Daniel says, moving in with Kermit. Is that also some type of millennial social media trend that I just don't know about?
That one went over even my head.
He even posts a picture. Moving in with Kermit. Huh. Kate says 10 unassisted chin-ups. Okay. I look forward to the end of this year when we can ask you how many of these you have met. very good. Robert says, become a stronger leader and make more time for myself. Oh my gosh, those are things that I definitely need to do. I just go back to the oldest person in the world, 117 years old. She says her secrets, quote unquote, to longevity are family, sleep, and hope. Oh yeah, I'm all about the sleeping. That's my one big goal in 2020. All right, we'll talk to you tonight, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.